Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, to bring to you his great and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel. located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. Who is this Yah that I speak of? Well, Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and he is our only savior, and not just of Israel. He's the savior of the world. And the Creator has once again blessed me to come before you to bring to you his great and exalted words, his truth. Over the course of this week, we've been dealing with how to study the scriptures. And we're on how to study the scriptures, part three. Why is this important? Because if you're inclined to study the word of Yah, to know the word of Yah, to have insight on the word of Yah, if you're inclined to want to serve the Most High with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, would not you have to know his words? And if you under the assumption that you know his word, then as many people are, and we find that the Bible, in which the Creator has chosen to place his word in, the scriptures, or what you know of as the Old Testament, the Most High gave us his words. But little do people know, even though this is the most read book in the world, the most purchased book in the world, the most talked about and utilized book in the world, it is the one book that the mass majority of the people have no clue about, don't understand it, don't know it, and don't follow it. But if you desire to follow it and to know it, there are certain principles that must be adhered to. And you're not going to find many teachers teaching you how to study the scriptures because they themselves don't know. Many of the people that call themselves learned men study the book just like they study other books. And this is very erroneous way in studying the scriptures. You cannot study the scriptures like you study other books. And you will not know the scriptures by approaching it as if it's another book. You can't go to school to learn how to study the scriptures. You can't read the various commentary of the various authors, and not authors, but publishers of the various Bibles in different versions of the Bible around the world. You can't go by these commentators. They don't know the word of the Most High, because they don't even know the principles that one must follow to understand his words. And this is why I'm teaching you these things tonight, and I've been teaching them this week. We find that in teaching how to study the scriptures, one of the first things that you must learn about the Creator's word is that you're not to add nothing to it, and you're not to take anything away from it. Not only this is a law, but this is one of the most important principles that you can follow. And why? Well, let me show you why in the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter, this is what it says in the 5th and 6th verse. Every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And I don't want to read that too fast, because that's the most important part about this verse. That every word of Elohim is pure. It's pure, which means it's unblemished. It's unscathed. It has no type of issues and problems with it at all. The problems you think is in the word of Yah, it is not. You just been told these things by other people who don't know the Creator's word. Because the very first thing you will know about his word, that is pure. And since it's so pure, you can trust in him. And watch what it says. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. That's why anybody who say they know the Creator's word and they happen to disagree with what I'm teaching, then we can discuss it. We can talk about it. We can sit at the table or stand before the people, however you want to do it. However you want to have the discourse, I'm prepared and ready to have it. Now, with me, that is the truth. With others, it is not, because oftentimes you have other teachers that say the same thing I just said, but then when you call them, then they're not to be found. All of us should want to stand up for what we believe and teach. And I teach that every word of Elohim is pure. If you teach that is not pure, then let's have that discussion. Furthermore, also, not only are you not to add none to his words and take none away from his words, the Creator lets us know something very emphatic in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter. And this is just a quick review, just showing you some of the principles. Since everyone owns, seems like everybody owns a Bible, and matter of fact, many own more than one. And they will tell you they know this Bible just as well as the next person. Well, if that's true, and you know it as well as you think you do, and the Creator has blessed you as you are spousing not only out of your mouth but in your heart, then where are you today? Why aren't you sending this all over to our people? Surely Yah would have sent you. why aren't you at the table discussing the things that the Creator will have us to do? Why aren't you fulfilling His desires? Now, we're going to go over His desires. But watch what it says in the book of Amos, the 3rd chapter, the 7th verse, and it says, surely Yah Elohim will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. So the Creator lets us know, not only you're not to add to His word, but once He go to reveal His words to you, it's to His prophets. It's to His servants. And this is real important to know, because everybody is not a prophet, nor is everyone Yahweh's servant. According to the scriptures, the Most High said, Israel is my servant. Israel. And so if this is true, and I know it is, then that's who I look to and look for in speaking the words of Yah, an Israelite. I don't look for other people to speak the Creator's word and to tell me, thus says Yah, and the word of Yah came unto me saying, or Yah said this, or the mouth of Yah has spoken it. I don't look for other people, other nations, to come tell me anything about the Most High. How can they? When the Creator said the people that He deal with is His servants, the prophets. And we're going to go a little bit more into detail about this thing. Furthermore, the Creator says, lets us know how we go about knowing His word, since we want to study the scriptures. He let us know emphatically that He make Himself known unto us in dreams, his servants. And He will speak in visions. Is that how the Almighty teaching you His words, through visions and dreams? Or are you learning the Creator's words by the methods that you have been taught by the precepts of men? This is how most people study the scriptures. They've been taught methods by the precepts of men. Not by His prophets, not by His prophets. This is not how our people are learning, because our people are not looking for a priest to tell, nor are they looking for a prophet from the Most High. According to our people, they don't need those things. Those things are irrelevant to them. Why we need that? All of us got a Bible, scriptures, and all of us got a Tanakh, and all of us got a Torah. Why would we need someone else? Sure, because Yah said so. Show you what Yah said about His priests in the book of Malachi. In the book of Malachi, I think it's going to be in the 2nd chapter. Let's see. Yeah. The 7th verse. Watch what it says. Malachi 2:7. And this is an example of what I mean on how you study the scriptures. It says, for priests' lips should not, and they should speak the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yah of hosts. The truth. In other words, you might say to yourself, well, that was true then, but that's not true now. Well, why wouldn't it be true now? The Creator said, what is now have already been. And what shall be is now. And Elohim require that which is past. So these things is nothing new. This is how the Creator said you should seek the law. And why? Because this is who he gave his law to, his messengers. But everybody, for some strange reason, under the erroneous thought and ideal that all they have to do to study the scriptures is to pick the book up. And I'm here to tell you that is not the truth. Why do you think there's so much confusion? Why do you think there's so much confusion around the earth? Because everybody thinks their way is right. Everybody thinks that all they have to do is to read and write, comprehend, and do what they think. And they don't want to be told by other people that what you think you're seeing is not the truth. They don't want to be told that. So they would rather stay in their own corner with their own little group. Read, not be challenged, not be questioned, not be bothered, or they would rather stay at home and not come out as y'all have called us to come out on a Sabbath day and let me read. Let me watch everybody on the internet. And I can agree with who I want to agree with, and I can disagree with whom I want to disagree with. The beautiful thing is y'all know who you are. Know the people who have this mind and this thought. And know the people that truly want the truth. There's going to come a time where the various pastors and mores and so-called reverends and the Kohanes and the Nazis and all the various so-called learned men that stand up and say and call by the Most High, and whether they say they was called by the Most High or not, it's because they're standing up before the Creator's people. And they're standing up having the people to believe that they are men of Elohim. Well, there's going to come time to show you what the Creator said in this Malachi. And then I'm going to show you these other principles that you have to have, that you have to know when studying the scripture. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, watch what this says. Then they that fear Yah, Malachi 3:16. Then they that fear Yah speak often one to another, and Yah hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear Yah, and that thought upon his name. And what book of remembrance do you think that was written for the individuals that fear Yah and for the individuals that thought upon his name? 17th verse. And they shall be mine, said Yah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spare his own son that serveth him. And watch this. Then shall ye return. Return where? Unto the Most High. Then shall ye return and discern. And that's what everybody want to do. You want to be able to discern. But there's a way in which there are things that you must learn to do. There are things that you must know in order for you to be able to discern. Watch what it says. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. And you people, you ever ask somebody, well, is this one righteous? They don't know. They're not going to tell you. They'll be scared to tell you who's righteous and wicked, even though the scriptures plainly state you'll be able to discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. Ask somebody, do this person serve Elohim? See, there's a certain type of knowledge that you have once you understand how to properly study the scriptures. I told you the very principles on studying the scriptures. It's not like any other book. So you can't just pick it up and read it. Just get that out of your mind. Just pick it up, read it, and study it for yourself. Know it for yourself. No, it's not how you study the scriptures. There's things you just got to know because it's not like other books. This is the word of Yah. Let me show you. As you begin to reorganize the way you study the scriptures and the way you look at the scriptures, let me show you how you start in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. I want you to see this. And this is what it says, Isaiah 34. This is how I have to start your approach. 16th verse. It says, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. No one of these shall fail. What? What's not going to fail you? His books. None shall want her mate. What do that mean? There is no match. So don't think you can get something, another book or another writing that you can compare to it. And don't think there is a comparison, because it is not. Don't think if you don't understand it, you can run to another book, another writer, another Webster or Strong's or any other Talmud. You can't run to these things to help you understand the word of Yah. You have to learn how to seek ye out of the book of Yah. You have to learn it. As a matter of fact, the mass majority of the teachers I know don't even teach you to seek Yah or seek him out of his book. I'm teaching that. I haven't seen it or heard it at all. Watch what it says. Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read, and no one of these shall fail. None shall want of me. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. What is that telling you? Anytime you want to know anything concerning the Most High, who is the maker and the designer of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Anytime you want to know anything about life itself, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. And why? Because he commanded it. His spirit gathered these books. And all through the book, you will see where the Creator commanded the very thing that he said he commanded. You will see where the mouth of Yah has spoken it. So you have to learn to seek him out of his book. Put all the other books that's around you aside and learn to seek Yah. Now, why must you learn to seek the Most High? Let me show you this. People ask me how I study and how I know this and how I know that. Well, this is very simple. I seek the Most High. So when I open up this book, I'm seeking the truth, I'm seeking wisdom, I'm seeking understanding, I'm seeking his name, I'm seeking everything from his word. Now, what do the word seek mean? The word seek means to inquire. It means to search. It means to look for. It means to diligently, from your heart, trying to gather meaning, understanding, purpose. And only Yah can give you meaning. Only Yah can give you purpose. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 28. And this is what it says. And I will start reading at the fifth verse. Evil men understand not judgment. And see, you got to know what an evil man is. A lot of people don't. They think they know what evil is. They think they know what evil people is, but they don't. They around evil people all the time. They're doing evil things themselves. And no wonder they don't understand judgment. And watch what it says. But they that seek Yah understand all things. And why? Because you're seeking the one that knows all things. No wonder you understand all things. Because the very one that you are seeking is the one that you get understanding from. And ask yourself, who is coming before you daily telling you that you must seek the Most High? Telling you, seek Yah that he might be found. Call upon him while he is near. Who's telling you these things? This is not what the preachers and so-called runs telling you to seek the Most High. They're not teaching you that. And unfortunately, the mass majority of our people, the leaders of our people, are not teaching this also. Because if they're teaching this is what the people will be doing. And if the people are doing it, Creator said this. Watch what he said. Not only he said, they that seek Yah understand all things, But watch what the Creator has to say concerning seeking Him. In the book of Isaiah, let's turn there. And I challenged our people a long time ago, a few years back. I said, come on, you say you're right. I say I'm right. They say they right. But really, the only one that's right is Yah. And I said, well, let us come together and let us seek Yah together. We will be blessed. Many didn't. And my prayer is that they learn to do so before it's too late. And there are many that was there physically, but their heart wasn't. Watch what this is. Isaiah 55:6. Seek Yah while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. And why? Because this is how we have become a lost people. And when you're lost, and what did we lose? We lost our identity. We lost our land. We lost our culture. We lost our language. We lost our kingship, our priesthood, our tribal ancestry, which is our identity. We lost everything that make a people, a nation, who they are. We lost it all. And the most important thing we lost is the Most High himself. Because we didn't know who our Elohim was. But now that we want to go back to returning to the Most High, the Creator said, now know anything about my laws, anything about my commandments, anything about righteousness, anything about the law, you got to learn how to seek me, and I will teach you. But if you rely on other people, other books, other things to show you and to teach you and to guide you and to rear you, then you're going to be greatly ashamed. And our people are exactly that, ashamed. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yah, for he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. And so we got to learn how to seek the Most High. And the first way in seeking the Most High, you got to seek Yah. Seek ye out of the book of Yah. You got to seek him from his words, his book. And then once you begin to seek him from his words, then you got to learn how to seek him with urgency. And our people have no sense of urgency at all. That's why the Creator says, seek Yah while he may be found, and call upon him while he's near. We have no urgency to this thing. And let me show you why you must be urgent to seek the Most High. Why you must be urgent in inquiring of him. Why you must be urgent in doing the things that one must do to find him. Watch what this says. in the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah, the second chapter. Watch what this says. And let's see if you're doing this. A lot of people making a bunch of excuses, and they're not going to teach you this. They're going to say it out their mouth, and they're going to talk a lot of wind. But you got to ask them, are you doing this? And watch what it says. Gather yourselves together. Zephaniah, the second chapter, the first verse. Watch what it says. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desire. Did it say gather yourselves together with your friends? Gather yourselves together with people who agree with you? Gather yourselves together with those who make you comfortable? Gather yourselves together with just your family? Gather yourselves together with people who not going to tell you the truth? Because this is exactly what all people are doing. They get the people who agree with them. They get with the people that make them comfortable. They get with the people that just not going to tell them the truth. Because as soon as you start telling them the truth, then that's when you start seeing people scatter. Watch what it says. When do you do this, y'all? Before the decree bring forth. And what is the decree? Well, the decree is what you're about to read. Before the day passed as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. That's the decree. Because once that comes, then what you going to do? Watch what it says. Seek Yah, all ye meek of the earth. And if you're going to seek Yah, you got to seek ye out of the book of Yah, which have wrought his judgment. Then watch what he says. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So you got to learn how to seek these things. And who's teaching you and telling you that these things must be sought? People just telling you all you got to do is pick up the book and read it. Read it for yourself. Read what? How I'm going to read something that I don't understand and the people don't understand it? That's because you hadn't learned how to seek righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is the word of Yah. That's his commandments. That's what righteousness is. What is meekness? Meekness is humility. Where you're able to stand, sit, and go without arrogance and haughtiness. Your mind, your spirit, your heart, your ears is open to the truth. And these things are not being taught. And these things are not being done. Because if they were, the people would gather themselves together, and together they will seek righteousness. And together, they will seek meekness. But no, instead, you have a reason. You have meaning. And you have purpose why you're not going to gather. And why you're going to stay away. And why you're not going to seek righteousness and meekness with other people. They don't see it my way. They don't talk like me. They don't look like me. They didn't come up like me. That's their camp. if we do something different in my camp. I thought that camp was an Israelite, and this camp was an Israelite, and that camp was an Israelite. All these camps are Israelites. Furthermore, why one must have a sense of urgency in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, turn there. Proverbs 1, and what are we discussing? We're discussing how to study the scriptures. How can I study the scriptures and then I don't have Israelite allies? That don't make sense to study the scriptures and I don't have Israelite allies. And the only allies that I have is everybody who see it like me. Here we'll be celebrating our 25th anniversary of the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High, a conference that's held 3 times a year. And the first one in 2018, March the 15th through the 18th in Atlanta, Georgia, where there will be various scholars, teachers, experts on the various subjects that we will bring before the people. Now, why we do such innate, all see things different from one another, but they all are Israelites. Now, what sense of purpose would that? Why would we bring together teachers who see things different and believe different? Because Yahweh say Israel is his servant. Who else will we bring to the table? We want to see what Yah has purposed. And the only way you can see what Yah has purposed is that you bring Israelites together who claim to be servants and men of Elohim. Let's sit down. Let's talk about this thing. It's easy to teach in your own little house, in your own little corner, in your own little congregation. Anybody can do that. But bring them teachings out and stand before the various leaders that say they study like you, that say the Creator is with them like you say he's with you. If he's with you, then who can be against you? Bring your Elohim to the table and let's see what you're saying is true. And this is why we call the various leaders together. And you can make every excuse in the world why you're not going to be there. But we know the truth. And watch what this says. Proverbs, the first chapter. And this is what it says. Verse 22. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scornings, and fools hate knowledge? How long? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I've called, and ye refused. I've stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and went none of my reproof. Because you don't think Yah reproving you, nor do you believe Yah is trying to counsel you. You don't believe that at all. You don't even think that. You don't even consider. This is what's going on. So, as a result of that, watch what the scriptures say. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yah. They were none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. So this is very clear and plain to me that one must have urgency when seeking Most High. The urgency is that you want to know righteousness, the meekness, the law, the truth that the Creator will have us to do. And who is seeking the Most High that you might have these things, that you might know these things, and that you can do all these things? Somebody must stand up accountable for the things that Yah desires. Seeing that is Israel is His servant. So you seek ye out of the book of Yah, but you got to know amongst those who seeking the Creator out of His book, who are the ones that can teach you the truth. Here the Creator lets us know in the book of Psalms 147. Because at the end of the day, you got to, once you search this thing out, once you seek it out, once you begin to inquire the right way, you're going to begin to see those who are telling you the truth versus those that are nothing but counterfeits. Now, the most popular are those who are counterfeits. So it's understandable why you seek them out, because they're nothing but counterfeits anyway. And our people have always been, counterfeits has always been appealing to our people. But make no mistake about it, these counterfeits, they're not going to last you or profit you. Watch what this says in Psalms 147. The 19th and 20th verse. He showeth his word unto Yaakov, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. So I seek Yah out of his book. Then the only one that can tell me anything about the Creator is the very people that he gave his word to. So why would I listen to some scientists about the earth? And the Most High said he made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. I look like a fool trying to rely on some scientists. How I look going by a Jewish calendar and going by Jewish people and going by the various principles that they go by to determine years and days and months. How I look going by them? How do I look going by other people and other books like the book of the Talmud, even though they tell you the Talmud was written by black Israelites, prophet in the Talmud? The Almighty never gathered no book called no Talmud for our people to go tell other people to teach them. And then the way it tells you to learn in the Talmud is contrary to the word that you know Yah has spoken in. You never read nothing in the Talmud where the Almighty has spoken anything, not one mumbling word. But you will put that book beside the Creator's spoken word and say, we're supposed to follow it. And that's what gives us insight on this. And the one Yah spoke in and another one didn't speak nothing. And then all these other books our people have propped up to make these books, and they brought these books before you, but they only brought them before you erroneously. It was an error. Because Yah don't speak in none of these books. He told you the book to seek ye Yah out of. He told you the book that he gathered with his spirit. And he told you the book that he commanded himself. He didn't command these other books, nor speak in these other books, nor gather these other books. And there's only one people that he gave his word to. Watch this in the book of Amos again, the third chapter. Amos, the third chapter, once again. And what are we talking about? How to study the scriptures. Since you have one in your house, and some of y'all got more than one. It says in the book of Amos, the third chapter, the very first verse, hear this word that Yah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I punish you for all your iniquities. And what is this letting us know? It's clearly letting us know we're the only family that Yah has known, even though he made everything. We're the only family that he took his time to raise and teach and mentor and guide, and we're and gave them the holy things that only belong to Yah. And so if anybody want to know anything holy, if they want to know anything about life itself, you don't go to people who don't know nothing about life telling you they looking for life on other planets, telling you how life became. You don't go to these other people. You don't go to no religions to tell you what thus is Yah. and they don't even believe in the Most High or his words, these are not the people you go to. And you definitely don't go to a bunch of leaders that rely on other people to teach you the Creator's words, teach you things that's not even in his word. This is why there is so much confusion. Because when we sit down with the Creator's word, we think we're reading another book. Like The Color Purple, Harry Potter. This book is not like any other book at all. And this is what we have to learn. So now that you know you must seek Yah out of his book, now that you know only an Israelite who the Creator gave his word to can teach you the various things that's contained in the book of Yah. That's why he's telling you to seek Yah the book of Yah, because there's only one people that even know the book of Yah and rely on the book of Yah and will teach you the book of Yah. One people at all. And that's his servants. And amongst them, they the only ones that's going to teach you that everything that you want to know, you must learn to seek Yah. We just read in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter, it says, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things. Who else tell you to seek the Most High? In teaching you to seek the Most High, and showing you how to seek the Most High. I want to know who they are. I want to meet them. Watch what it says in the book of Psalms 34. In the book of Psalms 34, and watch what it says in the 10th verse. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger. Not just young lions, but all of us. But watch what it says. But they that seek Yah shall not want any good thing. You're not going to want nothing because you already know. All you got to do is seek Yah, seek him as he told you to seek him. He said you're going to find him. And this is what we don't believe, and this is what we don't trust. And I'm going to show you what happens when you don't believe that and when you don't trust that. Watch this. 2 Chronicles. So what do all this mean? How to study the scriptures. In other words, if you want to know how to eat, seek ye out of the book of Yah. If you want to know about marriage, seek ye out of the book of Yah. If you want to know about sin, seek ye out of the book of Yah. If you want to know about science, seek ye out of the book of Yah. If you want to know about righteousness, seek ye the book of Yah. If you want to know your purpose in life, seek ye out of the book of Yah. You sick and you want to be healed, seek ye out of the book of Yah. If you want prosperity, seek ye out of the book of Yah. This is where your confidence has to be. It says in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, watch what it says in the first verse. And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all of Yehuda and Benjamin. Yah is with you while you be with him. And this is the thing that our people don't want to do. They don't want to be with Yah. They're showing every day they don't want to be with Yah. But if you do want to be with Yah, be with you. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. And our people collectively are a forsaken people. And it's not because Yah have forgotten you. It's only because you have forsaken him. See, don't take great high knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to learn how to seek the Most High. All it takes is the right type of heart, the desire. And once you have that, then you can seek the Most High. And the Creator made it crystal clear that if you seek him, you will be found of him. And this is something that Amayed is just not being done. And unfortunately, it's not even being told by the leaders. And it's surely not being done by them. Watch what this says. Since we end 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, watch what the and they enter into a covenant to seek Yah, Elohim of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. Now watch what it says. That whosoever will not seek Yah, Elohim of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. In other words, this thing was so serious that they sought Yah and would curse all those, would kill all those that would not seek the Most High. And this is very important to know, because, as I stated before, many of our people today, they refuse to see the Most High. No wonder they don't understand things. No wonder there is so much confusion, because the very one that can stop the confusion is the very one, we're not even called upon him to do so. Watch this. Just show you how simple things are. In the book of 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. 2 Chronicles 16. And I just want you to see this. And this is what it says in the 11th verse. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of kings of Yehuda and Israel. Now watch this. I just want you to see this with your own eyes. Because we just read what Asa said. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, with disease in his feet. Now, Asa is the same one that told all of Yehuda, all of Benjamin, Yah is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Asa This was Oded. The spirit came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and this is what he told Asa and the people. And they made a covenant that those who would not seek Yah shall be put to death. And watch what it says again. 2 Chronicles 16:12. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet. It was exceedingly great. In other words, this man's feet was jacked up. Yet, in his disease, he sought not to Yah, but to visit physicians. In other words, he just wanted to know what the doctors had to say about it, not Yah. He didn't seek Yah about this thing. When Azariah had already told him, if you seek Yah, you will be found of him. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of the reign. And they buried him in his own sepulcher, which he had made for himself in the city of David. And lay him in a bed which was filled with sweet odors, different kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary art. And they made a very great burning for him. But he died with diseased feet, all because he didn't seek the Most High. And not just Asa. Watch what it says in the book of Isaiah 31. And here it is. I went around the country to the leaders, let's seek the Most High. So they can't say I didn't come tell them. Nor can the people say I didn't tell them, because I've been telling people also. And look what it says in the book of Isaiah 31. The very first verse, it says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. And this is what happens. In other words, as soon as we are in need, the very first thing we go to get help from is our enemies, our captives. We go to right down into bondage because we think that's who our help is. Is from, not the Most High. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses, trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek Yah. And this is what is not happening. They're not looking unto the Holy One of Israel, neither are they seeking Yah. See, Yah knows when you're seeking him. He knows. He knows when your heart is inquiring and searching after the things that will aid, help, and give you what you need. Study his words. Also, in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, Jeremiah 10, how to study the scriptures. How can you study the scriptures and you don't know how to seek the Most High? How can you study the scriptures and you don't seek the Most High? How can you teach the people without teaching them to seek the Most High? And then how can you teach the people to seek the Most High, seek righteousness, seek meekness, seek ye out of the book of Yah, and then you yourself don't do the things that one would do after seeking the Most High? In the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, this is what the Creator let us know plainly in the 21st verse. For the pastors are become brutal. And who is the pastors? The leaders. For the pastors are become brutish and have not sought Yah. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. And make no mistake about it, Yahweh's flock, which is his people, are a scattered people. Now ask yourself why. Because of the pastors. Why do you think the scripture said, woe unto the pastors that have not visited my flock and have scattered them? Because the pastors, they refuse to come together. They refuse to gather themselves together. They refuse to do it. You can't embarrass them. You can't shame them. You can't criticize them. You can't do nothing to make them drop their pride and their arrogancy and their haughtiness to come together. I don't care what you say about them. They refuse to gather themselves together. They're just not going to do it. And they're going to justify it. No matter how embarrassing it looks. No matter how unfortunate it is. No matter how wrong are when you show them, they're not going to do it. They're going to justify it. And they're not going to visit Yahweh's flock. But why? Because what the Creator let us know in the book of Jeremiah 23. See, at the end of the day, we all are faced with these rules. We're all are faced with the word of Yah. In the book of Jeremiah 23, I just want you to see this. Thus is Yah, folks. Hearken not unto the word of the prophet that prophesy unto you. What is vain? In other words, they got you caught up in things that's nothing. The mass majority of the people caught up in people. They caught up in T himself. And they're not caught up in the Mosai. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart. And not out of the mouth of Yah. And then I tell you, you cannot study the scriptures without vision. How can you do that? This is how Yah speak to us in visions and dreams. They say still to them that despise me. Yah have said, ye have peace, ye shall have peace. In other words, you're the remnant. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who have stood in the counsel of Yah and have perceived and heard his word? Who have marked his word and heard it? That, those are the questions that you have to ultimately ask yourself. Behold, a whirlwind of Yah has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yah shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. And why? Because these are the days in which the very thing that you thought was not going to happen will happen. And the thing that you was not looking for, you're going to find. Watch what it says. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. All you got to do is ask them, have Yahweh spoke to you? Have Yah revealed anything to you? Have Yah came to you in vision dreams? Have Yah came to you through the Urim and the Thummim? How do you know the word of Yah? What way, in what form? What format? But if they had stood my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I an Elohim at hand, says Yah, and not an Elohim afar off? This is what the Creator wanted to know. You should have a record of turning people back to the Most High. Turning people, showing them, teaching them, demonstrating how to seek the Most High. These are the things that must be employed studying the scriptures. This is what you must do. How can you study the scriptures and you don't know how to seek the Most High? You don't know that you're not to add nothing and take nothing away from the word. And that whatever Elohim do, it is forever. What is now have already been, and what shall be is what's now. And Elohim required that which is past, and that Yah will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets, and that he showeth his word unto Yaakov, and his statutes and his judgments to Yisrael. And he has not dealt with any nation at all. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah. How can you study the scriptures without knowing and understanding that the scriptures say you are the only family of all the families of the earth that I've known? Therefore shall I punish you for your iniquities. So these are many of the things that one must know, must employ, must have at the forefront of their mind when they're studying the scriptures. Last scripture in the book of Psalm 27. This is what it says. Psalm 27. I love this song. But watch the essence of what this song is saying. The very first verse. Yah is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and failed. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. And this is where your confidence must be. And watch what it says. One thing have I desired of Yah, that will I seek after. This is what David's saying. He's going to seek after. And this is the one thing that he desired, that I may dwell in the house of Yah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yah and to inquire in his temple. Because this is where your inquiries must take place. Why? Because it's Yah's sanctuary. Why? Because it's Yah's servants. Why? Because it's Yah's word. Why? Because it's Yah's book. Why? Because who else know anything but the one who made all things? David knew it. That is the house that he desired. And this is the house that he will make his inquiries in. So, if you want to know how to study the scriptures, these are the many things that you must learn to do. And until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Can be confirm. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse you. Know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.